believe, not sure the official recording date of that one, got that off the 2023 Garrison compilation entitled Strange House. They comped up all of the late era Attack material as John Duncan was taking the band in a direction that would very closely resemble where he was going with the band Andromeda. And that's just about it for this edition of the Hard Stuff program, this magical edition of the Hard Stuff program. I hope you've been enchanted by the tunes in tonight's show. I'll have one more for you before we call it a night here on the program. But before we get to that, your weekly reminder, we got the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup coming up right after we call it quits this evening at 7 p.m. We got Joey D coming up with Kick Out the Jams. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour. And then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final track of the evening, we're going to play another Stone Cold Psych classic, another one out of the UK. We're going to close tonight's Hard Stuff program out with The Open Mind and Magic Potion. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank in Queens. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate your attention week after week after week. We'll be back here next week, next Super Tuesday, with another edition of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
My soul. is your swinging station.
Joey D. Every Cliff Burton bass solo I've ever heard is a soulful, psychedelic, head-banging expression that rocks your world, trips your brain out, and gets the house rocking. And when I hear him play, I hear a dude that knew his shit. He was a serious musician who delved into it with all the love and passion that is obvious in his playing. The space that he created in the history of music will last forever. No one else can ever fill it. He was one of a kind, and I can never listen to any Metallica record without thinking of him. It is clear that the gift he gave lives on in that band's music, be he live or be he dead. And I say, God bless Cliff Burton, he rules.
Bass solo, take one.
Thank you. week we have a new candidate and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to another installment of Kick Out the Jams. I am your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope everyone is doing well out there, wherever you are. Well, during last week's show, in the live AccuChat, which you can find over on the playlist page at WFMU.org or on the WFMU app, listener Dan F.A. reminded me that today is Cliff Burton's birthday. Of course, the legendary original bassist for Metallica. He would have turned 64 years old today. He unfortunately tragically died in a tour bus accident back on September 27th, 1986. This year will mark the 30th anniversary of that tragedy. That happened as the band was traveling from Sweden to Denmark during the Master of Puppets tour. And Dan F.A. asked if I would be paying tribute to Cliff, one of the most badass bass players of all time. Yes, of course I had to pay tribute to Mr. Cliff Burton. He really was the punk rock presence in Metallica, crazy talented and unique, and was inspired by not only hard rock, metal, and punk, but classical music as well, which he incorporated into his very unique style of bass playing. And I started off the show with one of the epic early Metallica songs, For Whom the Bell Tolls, off of their second LP, Ride the Lightning, from 1984. Cliff actually wrote that intro riff before joining Metallica. He first played it during a Battle of the Bands jam with his band Agents of Misfortune back in 1979. He is the lead songwriter listed on For Whom the Bell Tolls. Classic bass part there. He actually has three tracks of bass he recorded for that intro: distorted, non-distorted, and harmonics for all you bass heads out there. That is a song near and dear to my heart. My high school band played that at basically every rehearsal we had for years. Such a fun song to jam on. And what an epic song, Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls. We then heard from Flea, who inducted Metallica into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We heard a portion of his speech that was focused on Cliff Burton and his love of Cliff Burton's playing. And then we heard the track Anesthesia Pulling Teeth from the debut Metallica record Kill 'Em All, which Cliff also came up with the album title. 1983, a solo bass performance. Who else would have a solo bass track on their debut record but Cliff Burton? Lars does join in towards the end there for a bit, but it's a bass solo. Unbelievable bass solo that Flea also mentioned. You didn't hear in that clip that I played, but he also talked about that solo during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame speech. He said that song is one of the great moments in rock history for the electric bass guitar. It's a beautiful piece of music. R.I.P. Cliff Burton. And I segued from Metallica into their heroes, Black Sabbath. We heard the track After Forever from 1971's Masters of Reality. And we finished up that first set with the band Goat from Sweden. And one of my favorite Goat tracks, possibly my favorite Goat track, Queen of the Underground, which you can find on the Head Soup collection they released a few years ago. We're going to jump right into set number two and hear from the Detroit Motor City rock and roll band Mazinga from their latest record, which dropped last year, Chinese Democracy Manifest, Volume 2. This track is This Is Fine.
Inspection. I'm not in the market, so don't get the wrong
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. Let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll. Starting at the very top, we heard from Detroit's own Mazinga and the first track on their latest record, Chinese Democracy Manifest Volume 2. You heard the track This Is Fine. Great stuff from Mazinga. We then heard from Quick Romance, a newish kick-ass punk band from Bath, UK. They have one single out. You heard the title track. A few weeks ago, I spun Brian Jones' Hair, the A-side, and we heard the B-side just now, Zero Tick. That is out on Damage Goods Records. After Quick Romance, we heard new stuff from the Masonics from their new record out on Spin Out Nuggets Records entitled You Can Tell It's the Masonics. You heard their cover of Some Other Guy. That album will be out on February 27th. A song originally written by Lieber and Stoller and Richie Barrett back in 1962. And the original version was performed by Richie Barrett and, of course, frequently covered soon after by the Beatles. It was a big part of their early sets among a million other bands, but great version there from the Masonics. We then heard from the Henchmen and the track Liz Saber Radar from Three Times Infinity from 2002. We then heard from Boss Hogg featuring the great John Spencer and the track Ski Bunny from the self-titled debut Boss Hogg record back in 95. We then heard from The Shams and the track Release Me from the 2005 tribute album Sunday Nights, The Songs of Junior Kimbrough, that Fat Possum Records put out. Great album featuring Iggy and the Stooges, Black Keys, Heartless Bastards, Cat Power, among many others. We then heard from The Cynics in the title track of their 1989 record, Blue Train Station. And we finished up that set of rock and roll with The Milkshakes and the track Girl It No Good from 1984's The Knights of Trash. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before I pass the reins over to the one and only Chris Crash for his show Strong Style coming up next, followed by the 1-2 punch of Matt Clark and Mike Sin for their show What's Happening from 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging with me the last hour. Always appreciated. Stay safe. Until next time, adios.
Music, that's our middle name. Music. Charge.
Rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
広場で